Now these next terms were the call that you would use to get the cows to come in from the pasture.
We'd say soup boss.
Yeah, okay. And any term that you might use to get the cow to stand still while you're milking?
Slow boss.
Okay. And the call to calves?
I couldn't say that. I just remember that we had a special call for them.
And to horses or to draft oxen to go left or right while plowing?
Well, gee and haw, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to call the horses to get them in from the pasture?
Well, we usually called them by name. That was Queenie and Jack, and come on, Jack, and, you know, and strange enough, they would answer to those.
Recognize their particular
name. Especially since we used to put feed in the box, and, and you didn't have too much trouble when they knew there was feed, see? Just call their name.
A pretty good reaction response.
That's right.
They call the term to horses to urge them to move on a little faster.
Get up.
To stop.
Whoa.
And call the pigs when feeding them.
Hooey.
Yeah, okay. And the sheep to get them to come in from the pasture?
Sheepy, sheepy.
And the chickens at feeding time?
Well, let me see.
You haven't had occasion.
It's been so long, but my father, I can still hear him. Isn't that funny? That goes.
It probably was an unusual term.
I'm sure it wasn't. That's fine.
Let's see. The part of a saddle for the rider's feet.
Stirrup.
And if driving a horse, the leather parts you'd hold in your hand.
The lines.
And the whole leather contraption you put on a horse.
The harness.
And if you had, hadn't quite finished a journey, let's say you're almost there, you'd say you have just a little
ways to go.
If you have a long distance yet, you might say I have a long.
Long ways.
Some common article that you can find in any store, you might say you can find that
anywhere.
In the case of we'll not see any more trouble of this particular kind, we hope it would be rioting, we wouldn't see any more of this, and we want it to be for a long, long time. How might you complete that kind of an idea? We'll not see any more of that trouble for our...
Well, now let's see, what would I say?
Or not at all. You don't expect this to happen, this kind of a problem? Or
ever again?
Okay. The trench is cut for the plow, and plowing you
furrow.
If a farmer raised a lot of grain used for making flour, we'd say, well, we raised a big
crop.
And it would be of, if it's for, I didn't make it clear, for, let's say, for making bread.
For milling.
And it would be the crop of
wheat.
Yeah, okay. And you're mentioning about this being such a wilderness of land, and of course when the French migrated in, they'd have to cut down trees. And
clear the land.
Okay. At the second cutting of alfalfa, what would you refer to that as?
Just the second cutting.
All right. Years ago, when we used the binder to cut our wheat, it would bind it up into
sheaves.
And then we might stack it up into
shocks.
And let's say you were talking about the amount of the grain that you got from an acre, you'd say, well, it made
so many bushels per acre.
All right. And I just flat asked